The truth that sets me completely free from all anxiety is having a thankful heart. Thankfulness is the remedy to heal and restore my health and relationships. Thank you, Lord, for returning all the years the locusts have stolen from my relationships with others as I give thanks in everything. Thank you that even when what the devil meant for evil to destroy me, you are using for good in my life. What comes out of my mouth is what defiles me, making me corrupt. Unthankful words are evil and destructive. Therefore, I will believe God's word and give thanks for the many good reports, just like Caleb and Joshua did in the midst of all the bad reports. Thank you, Lord, for returning all my ashes to beauty, my despair to praise, and my mourning to joy. I submit my mouth to God's word, giving thanks and declaring his good and perfect plan for me, and I resist the devil's bad reports with a thankful attitude. I will give praise and thanks to you, Lord. Your mercies are new every morning. You are good. Your love endures forever. Let your glory fill my temple. Unthankful and evil are one. I give thanks to God and show my trust is in him. Letting the word of Christ dwell in me richly causes me to teach and admonish others in all wisdom and to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in my heart to God. God's word in me causes me to do everything, whether in my words or deeds, in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God at all times. I will avoid all godless chatter of ungratefulness, because indulging in it makes me become more and more ungodly and unthankful. I will do the opposite and speak God's word with thanks and become more godly and grateful. Since I've received a kingdom that cannot be shaken, I will be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. I will let the peace of Christ rule my heart by giving thanks. I realize God's will for me is to give thanks in every circumstance, to bless me and keep me from becoming a fool and falling into every kind of evil. I will appreciate and give glory to God and fill my mouth with words of thankfulness. When I trust in God by praying with thanksgiving, using God's promises, I not only destroy anxiety, but I receive everything I need for life. Christ comes and dwells in my heart through faith, and I am strengthened in my inner man. I guard my life by putting a strong and powerful protection over my heart and mind, and I am blessed with his peace that surpasses all understanding. As I pray with thanks, I put my mind on what is good, excellent, and praiseworthy, and I keep my mind from negative thoughts that will always lead me to being ungrateful. I love how giving thanks puts the power of the Holy Spirit to work in my life. When I give thanks, I keep myself from becoming foolish and exchanging the truth for a lie, and from allowing my thinking to become futile and my heart to be darkened. Oh, how I love giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. I enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I give thanks to him. I bless his name. I desire to stay in his presence. Therefore, I will always give thanks. I will glorify God by giving thanks in every circumstance, even the difficult ones, because I know that God uses all things, not just good things, for good in my life. I abhor what is evil, like complaining and arguing, and I cling to what is good, giving thanks and praise to God. I will not be overcome by evil of any kind, like words of ungratefulness, but overcome evil with good by expressing thanks so I can live life appreciating God and others. It is God who works in me to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. He works in me to do everything without grumbling and arguing, but to do everything with thanksgiving, and makes me shine like stars in the sky as I hold firmly to the word of life. I will bless the Lord with my soul and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord with my soul and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquity, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with love and compassion, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Pride will always cause me to be unthankful. Humility will always make me thankful to God for the indescribable gift of Jesus. Thankfulness is my place of protection, healing, freedom, and blessing of every kind. I give thanks to him and bless his name. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Having a thankful heart causes me to have a healthy heart and to be in good health emotionally, mentally, physically, or relationally, and even spiritually. God's way of thankfulness is his will for me in Christ Jesus, so I don't put out the Holy Spirit's fire and despise prophecy. I am blessed by dwelling in his house, ever singing his praise. I will rejoice in the Lord always. I will tell myself again and again, rejoice. I know that the Lord is near me. I know that to glorify God, I must give thanks. I will not become a fool and exchange the glory of God for anything through ungratefulness. I will not exchange the truth about God for a lie and worship and serve created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. I will sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere, my wonderful Jesus. I would rather be a doorkeeper in your house through giving thanks than dwell in the tents of the wicked by complaining and arguing. I waited patiently for you, Lord. You inclined to me and heard my cry. You drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. You put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to you. I see and fear and put my trust in you. I am blessed by making you my trust and not turning to be proud, going astray after a lie.